This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7, nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7, umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechishanu chikunguru 1 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri mu Washington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinova zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Kuratidzira kwataita kuSouth African side kwafamba zvakanaka, sekuti inyaya yanga ichibata mabandiko akasiyana-siyana ane chekuita nemabhizimusi ekuno kuSouth Africa, anosanganisa vanotengesa hembe nezvimwewo muzvitoro zvavo vanonzi magura kuno kumaIndia, kuchisanganisirawo nemachina, kuchisanganisirawo zvekare nebandiko rezvetransport.
Poita mhirizhonga paboda reBelt Bridge, vanhu vachiti havasi kufara nedanho rehurumende rekurambidza kupinda munyika kwezvimwe zvinhu zviri kutengwa kubva kuSouth Africa. Masangano evashandi vehurumende anosunga kuramwa mabasa panguva iyo mapurisa achirambidza varayiridzi kuratidzira pamahofisi egurukota rezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa. Mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba vanoti mapurisa ari kutsvaga vaS Lumumba. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Nhasi pamuganhu weZimbabwe neSouth Africa weBelt Bridge panga pasina chakanaka zvichitevera kuratidzira kwaita zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pabhodha iri, pamwe nevemabhazi vedzimotokari dzinotakura zvinhu pamwewo nevezvitoro vachinyunyuta nedanho rakatorwa neZimbabwe rekurambidza kupinzwa kwezvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana munyika. Zvinonzi zvimwe zvivakwa zvezimura zvapiswawo muchiitiko ichi. Hurumende yakadzika mutemo weStatutory Instrument 64 uyo watanga kushanda nhasi ichirambidza kupinzwa munyika kwezvigadzirwa zvakawanda zvainoti zvinokwanisa kugadzirwawo munyika nemakambani emo. Kwave nekuratidzira kumativi maviri emuganhu, vamwe vachiratidzira vari kudivi reZimbabwe, vamwe vari kuMessina kudivi reSouth Africa. Tabata vaDennis Juru vesangano reInternational Cross Borders Association avaratidzira vari kudivi reSouth Africa.
Kuratidzira kwataita kuSouth African side kwafamba zvakanaka, sekuti inyaya yanga ichibata mabandiko akasiyana-siyana ane chekuita nemabhizimusi ekuno kuSouth Africa, anosanganisa vanotengesa hembe nezvimwewo muzvitoro zvavo vanonzi magura kuno kumaIndia, kuchisanganisirawo nemachina, kuchisanganisirawo zvekare nebandiko rezvetransport vemateksi, pamwe chete nevanhu vari kurambidzwa kuti vange vachiendesa zvinhu zvavo kuZimbabwe, vawanikwa vachibatika navo pakuratidzira kwaitwa muzuva ranhasi.
Saka kuratidzira kwenyu kwanga kwakanangana nehurumende ipi? Tichiona kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe ndo yakatora matanho ekurambidza vanhu kupinza zvinhu, asi maratidzira muri kuSouth Africa.
Chidangwa chedu chachiri chekuti kuratidzirwe Belt Bridge yese, bhodha yese kubva kuZimbabwean side kusvika kuSouth African side, asi nekuda kwekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe inotya kuti kuitwe mademonstrations yarambidza vanhu kuti vademonstrate kuZimbabwe, vanhu vakanga vanotifaya mapurisa kuti kwaizova nekuratidzira, asi havana kuwanikwa vachibvumirwa muzuva ranhasi kuti vange vachiratidzira. Saka kuSouth African side ndo kwakwanisa kuti kunge kuchikuratidzirwa, sezvo mapurisa eko asina kurambidza vanhu kuti vange vachiratidzira.
Kuratidzira ikoko kwamaita kune zvakwakanganisa here mukufambiswa kwebasa pabhodha ipapo?
Kuratidzira kwataita kwakanganisa basa zvikuru, sezvo magedhe ese akuwanikwa achivharwa neveSouth African Revenue Authority kuti panga pasina munhu anga achizenge achipinda muSouth Africa kana kubuda, sezvipapa ine kuratidzika kukuru uye mapurisa eSouth Africa abva avhara mugwagwa kuti kusawanike kuine mota dzanga dzichipinda sezvo dzaigona kupinda panjodzi yekuti vanhu vanga vakawandisa vasingakwanisi kukontroreka zvakanaka saka bhodha ravharwa zvekuti hakuna kana bhizinesi ranga richiitwa pabhodha
Vanga vari chisvarwa chezimbabwe vadenis juru vesangano reinternational cross border association vari parunare kumesina kusouth africa nestudio 7 Bato rinopikisa removement for democratic change rinoti hurumende inofanira kutenda kana yakundikana kugadzirisa nyaya dzezveupfumi kuti ivane rubatsiro Mutoro wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera
Vatapiwa mashakada vanoona nezvemari nekuvandudzwa kweupfumi mubato removement for democratic change inotungamirwa navamogen tsvangirai vati nyika yazogwadama uye kuparurwa kwemari yemabond notes pamwe nekusapa vanhu mari dzavo dziri mumabhanga hazvigadzire nyika yoenda kumawere Vamashakada vati bhanga reIMF rinenge richingoda mari yaro uye haritarisi kutambura kunenge kuchiita nyika kusvika yazvibudira pachena kuti haina mari inonzi pachirungu highly indebted poor country IPIC
Chikwereti cheZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika chakuita icho mari inokwanira kuita 10 billion United States dollars chikwereti chakakura kuti chibhadharwe hazvigoni
Vamashakada vati hurumende inofanirwa kubvisa mutemo wekuendesa upfumi kuvatema kana kuti indigenization act kuti iwane mari inobva kunze kwenyika vatakanai murei vanoona nezvekusimudzirwa kwemakambani nekutengeserana mubato remdc vashoropodza hurumende yavamugabe nemutemo wavakaisa wokumisa zvinhu zvinotengwa kunze kwenyika zvizhinji zvacho zvichibva kunyika yeSouth Africa
nyaya yafanira kutanga yagadziriswa ndikuratidza kuti maiyo maindustry akambomira sei izvi kuti zvinyatsobatsira hazvinyatsoita kuti mangwana chaye chaye industry inge yasumuka industry yedu yagwadama ida kuwedzerwa mari mabhanga ana mari
Asi gurukota rinoona nezvemaindustry vamike bima vanoti hapana kudzokera kumashure pachirongwa ichi
Statutory Instrument 64 yakavapo nokuda kwehumiririri hwaibva kune vetsuku vemabhizinesi vamwe vacho vaiuya ari makambani vamwe vaiuya vari mubatanidzwa wezncc zvinoita kuti tinge tichikwanisawo kuzopa mari kuhurumende tichiwana mabasa akawanda atinochengetedza nokudaro hurumende yakaona zvakakodzera kuti timbovapa chinguva chipfupi chokumbovati aiwa zvokunze ndikazvimbomira
mashoko awa anotsinirwa navaandrew tsiga mumwe muzvina bhizimusi muharare
polisi yaiswa nehurumende yedu yekurambidza zvinhu zvinobva kunze kwenyika zvikuru zvinobva kusouth africa tinoisapota zvikuru
ndakamirira studio 7 muharare ndini patricia mudadigwa
Zvichakadaro, sachigaro webato reMDCT muAmerica vaDeni Moyo vanoti mhuri yebato ravo iri kunze kwenyika iri kubatana pakunamatira utano hwemutungamiri webato ravo vaMorgan Tsvangirai ava vakazivisa svondo rino kuti vane chirwere chegomarara rematumbu. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yaitwa naMavhelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 navaMoyo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Tinonamatira vatsvangirai president wedu tichivatenda futi kuti vakabuda pachena nehealth yavo because nguva dzakawanda maleaders anenge achida kuwandisa kuti pane zvinenge zviripo president wedu akaratidza kuti munhu wevanhu and transparency ndo chinhu chakakosha saka akaudza vanhu kuti ndozvaari chatinoziva ndechekuti the surgery yaakaitiwa kusouth africa was a success saka zvaakutoita manje ndezvekuti aite chemotherapy saka we are very hopeful and tinoziva segamba guru rakasurvive zvakawanda zvichibva kuzanu pf ichi chirwere chinhu chidiki kwavari toziva kuti vachaita right very soon
Asika tichitarisa kuti iye zvino vachangirai vari kurwara, chii chichaitika mubato pari zvino panguva apa vachange vachinaya? Zvii zvinofanira kuitwa makatarisa bumbiro remutemo webato renyu?
The good thing ne party yedu MDC ndeyekuti it's a movement iri democratic in a leadership that is elected nevanhu. Saka pane hierarchy ne chain of command kuti kana president is incapacitated asingakwanisi kuperforma machuties avo, pane munhu ari very well competent to step in and the vice president wedu Thokozani Khupe takamuona kuti akastepa in akato lead ama demonstrations akaitiwa kuBulawayo ne akaitiwa kuMtare. Agara ari munhu ari ready, ndosaka she's been winning pama congress edu kuti arambe ari vice president kuna president Morgan Tsvangirai.
Avanga varisa chigaro webato reMDCT vanomirira America vaDan Moyo vachitaura naMavelous Mhlanganya weStudio 7 vari pamuzinda weStudio 7 muWashington DC. Masangano evashandi ari pasi peApex Council pamwe nevamiriri vevashandi vari muboka rezveutano vasangana muHarare vakasunga kuti vashandi vose vehurumende varamwe mabasa kubva musi wechipiri svondo rinouya senzira yekuratidza nayo kuhurumende kutsutsumwa kwavo nekunonoka kwavo kuwana mihoro yachikumi. Sachigaro weApex Council amai Cecilia Alexander vanoti chisungwa chabuda mumusangano wavo uyu chabva mupfungwa dzevashandi dzavakapa kumasangano avo. Asi vanoti kunyanga hazvo pave nechisungo chabudiwa nacho pamusangano waitwa nhasi uyu, vane urongwa hwekusangana nevashandi vose vehurumende mangwana kuti varatidze simba ravo rekutaura nezwi rimwe chete. Vakafanobata chigaro chegurukota rezvemabasa nevashandi vasupamandiwa nzira vaudzawo Studio 7 nerunhare kuti hurumende iri kuedzana pose painogona napo kugadzirisa dambudziko revashandi vayo. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita naamai Alexander pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Maunions ese anga akamiririrwa nevamiririri vavo vachiunza zvavakawana pavakameta tsvakurudzo yekuti todini nedambudziko ratiwira rekuti hurumende yatadza kutipa mari patanga tichifanira kuti tiipiwe masalaries edu. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vese zvakare vauya nezvisungo zvekuti vashandi vari kuti hatigoni kungogara takanyarara izvi zvakadai zvichiitika kwatiri nekuda kwekuti mari iri kunzi yakapiwa vashandi vazhinji vavo vane maloni. Saka vari kuti vasara vasina mari yekuti vakwanise kuuya kubasa. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti zvavasi kukwanisa kuuya kubasa vari kuti zvino handiti vashandi vanenge vachitarisira here kuti ndinge ndiri kubasa. Saka vari kuti it's unfair labor practice. Saka naizvozvo vese vauya vachiti mamembers avo ati panofanira kutorwa action yekuti zviratidzwe kuti hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Saka matotora here matanho ekuzivisa mushandirwi kuti vashandi vari kugunun'una vangangotora matanho ekuramwa mabasa?
Hatisati tadaro, tine musangano mangwana wandaitaura uya wekuti tiri kuti vashandi ngavauye titaurirane zvionekwe kuti tiri kutaura tiri pamwe here, zvionekwe kuti nyange zviri kuuya maripoti ndiwo here nekuradzawo kuti takabatana. Saka mangwana tichange tine meeting muHarare yatichange tichitaura nevashandi uye vashandi ndo vachatiudza kuti tinotora action ipi.
Saka vanhu vasunga kuti matanho anga atorwa zviri zvekutanga riini?
Vanhu vanga vachiti kutotanga chipiri tinogona kuti tichitanga kutorawo matanho atinokwanisa kuita nokuti hatikwanisi kuya kubasa. Vazhinji vari kutanga tine maloni, saka mari iye zvayakangoiswa mumabhengi maloni akabva abatwa vakasara vasina mari. Saka vazhinji vari kuti hatigoni kungonyarara, hanzi mwana asingasema anopfira mumbereko. Saka ndo saka tazoti orit, kana zvizvo zvabva kuvanhu ndo zvatichaita saizvozvo. Saka mangwana tichange tine musangano iyoyo wekuti uchazotizwa kuti tichafamba sei.
Avanga varisa chigaro weApex Council amai Cecilia Alexander vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Zvichakadaro, mapurisa muHarare nasa arambidza nhengo dzesangano revarayiridzi vekumaruwa reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kuratidzira dziri pamahofisi egurukota rezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa. Sangano iri ranga richida kuratidzira senzira yekunyunyuta nekunonoka kwavo kuwaniswa mihoro yavo yachikumi. VaChinamasa vacho vanonzi vari kuFrance uko vari kupemha mari kunyika dziri musangano reEuropean Union. Meya wedhoroba reguta reharare wa Bernard Manyenyeni nasi vaburiswa muusungwa mushure mekunge mutongi wedare Remedia Street atura mutongo wekuti vanga vaunzwa kudare risiri pamutemo. Mutoro wedwe na Thomas Siripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Mutongi wedare Remedia Street vavakai chikwekwe vatura mutongo wekuti vamanyenyeni vaburiswe muusungwa vachiti mapurisa vaunza kudare kwadarika maawa makumi mana nemasere. Uku kuchikora bumbiro idzvare mitemo yenyika. Mutongo wavachikwekwe unotevera kukakavadzana kwanga kuchiita gweta ravamanyenyeni muzvinafundo Love More Maduku pamwe negweta rehurumende vaMichael Reza panyaya yenguva yakasungwa vamanyenyeni nemusi wechitatu vachangobuda mudare repamusoro reHigh Court iro rakatura mutongo wekuti vamanyenyeni vadzoserwe pabasa ravo. Vamanyenyeni vaudza dare kuti vakasungwa nenguva dza 10:25 nechitatu azimwe nhengo yesangano rinorwisana neuori reZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission vaSevius Kufandada vapa uchapupu mudare wekuti vamanyenyeni vakasungwa nenguva dza 12:40 kunyange zvazvo mushure mekubvunzurudzwa navamadhuku vakufandada vazoburitsa tsamba kana kuti meseji panhare mbozha yavo yakanzi tatotora yakange yatumirwa noumwe wavanoshanda naye nenguva dza 11:17. Nekune rumwe rutivi mutungamiriri wesangano recombined Harare Residents Association vamfundo Mlilo vapawo uchapupu mudare wekuti vakafonera vamanyenyeni vakabva vavaudza kuti vasungwa neAnti-Corruption Commission vakazosvika kumahofisi kwesangano iri nenguva dza 11:42 vakarambidzwa kutaura navamanyenyeni. Mumutongo wavo vachikwekwe vati zviri pachena kuti vamanyenyeni vaunzwa kudare nguva yakatarwa nebumbiro remutemo kuti munhu amiswe pamberi pedare yadarika saka nokudaro vati havana masimba ekunzwa nyaya yanga yaunzwa kudare ichipomerwa vamanyenyeni. Vamadhuku vanoti vafara zvikuru nemutongo waturwa nedare.
Mutongo uyu wanga wakanaka, tinofara nemutengo wapiwa.
Mumapepa angari pamberi pedare vamanyenyeni vanga vachipomerwa mhosva yekushandisa chinzvimbo chavo zvisirizvo kupa basa kumakambani anoti Distinctive Consultants Services, High Post Consultants Services pamwe neErnest and Young vasina kutevedzera mitemo kana kuti procurement procedures. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba varamba kuti sachigaro webato richangoumbwa reViva Zimbabwe vaS Lumumba varumawo kwemapurisa sezvakataurwa nevanoshanda navo nezuro. Amai Charamba vaudza Studio 7 kuti mapurisa ari kutotsvaga vaLumumba vachivapomera mhosva yekunyomba mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nezuro. Pakuparura bato ravo kuambasada Hotel muHarare, vaLumumba vanonzi vakatukirira vaMugabe. Amai Charamba vanoti vaLumumba vari kupomerwawo mhosva yekuti vari kushandisa mashoko eruvengo kana kuti hate speech zvisingatenderwi nesangano rinoona nezvesarudzo reZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Magateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tambotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Hurumende yeAmerica nhasi yawedzera dzimwe nyika sere panyika dzinonzi dziri kukurudzira kuendeswa kwevanhu muunhapwa kana kuti human trafficking. Mugwaro rakaburitswa nemusi wechina, hurumende yakawedzera nyika dzinoti Burma, Haiti, Djibouti, Papua New Guinea, Sudani, Suriname, Turkmenistan neUzbekistan. Munyori mukuru anoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika muAmerica vaJohn Kerry vati bizimisi rekuendesa vanhu muunhapwa ratosvika mabhiriyoni zana nemakumi mashanu. America inoti pane vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni makumi maviri. vakeri vanoti vadiki vari kumanikidzwa kuita zvechiuto. Urongwa hweIndia hwekutengesa zvombo zvemhando yesatellite kuVietnam hwasvika padanho repamusoro-soro. Zvinonzi kupinda kwaita India mugungano reMissile Technology Control Regime kuchabatsira kuti ikwanise kuwana rutsigiro kubva kunyika dzakawanda, zvichapa kuti China yanga ichida kudzivisa India kutengesa zvombo izvi ikundikane kuzviita. Nyika dzinoti Indonesia neMalaysia dziri kudawo kutenga zvombo izvi. Dare repamusoro-soro remuAustralia rambosendeka parutivi zvakabuda musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika dzakaitwa muna Chivabvu. Izvi zvinotevera kuramba kutambira zvakabuda musarudzo kwakaitwa nevaikwikwidza musarudzo idzi vaNorbert Hofer vakakundwa nemavhoti mashoma. Nhasi mhuri yeZimbabwe yabatana mukurangarira mushakabvu vaJoshua Nkomo. Mutoro wedu enhau Blessing Zulu anotipa nyaya inotevera. Kuulawayo vanhu vaforawo muguta vachirangarira vaNkomo.
Muchakabvu Joshua Nkomo vakaberekwa musi wa7/10 muna 1917 kuKezi kumaTheberland South. VaNkomo vakashaya musi wa1/10 muna 1999 vakaradzikwa kumarinda eHeroes Acre musi wa5/10. Parufu urwu vanhu vainge vari mavhu nemarara, uwandu husati hwamboonekwa pamarinda aya. Munguva yehondo vaNkomo vaizikanwa nemazita akawanda nemabasa avakabata munguva iyi. Vamwe vaivati Father Zimbabwe, vamwe vachivati Chibwe Chitedza, vamwe vachivatiwo Umdala Wetu. VaNkomo vakasimuka munyika muna 1942 vachienda kuSouth Africa kunodzidza, uye vari muchitima vakasangana navaInoku Dimbuchena uye vaHerbert Chitepo, avo vakavakurudzira kuti vapinde munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Vari kuSouth Africa vakaita ushamwari navaNelson Mandela uye Sesere Tsekama vekuBotswana. VaNkomo vachidzoka kuZimbabwe vakasvikoshandira kuRhodesia Railways uye vakamirirawo vashandi panguva iyi. Muna 1955 vakaitwa mutungamiri weAfrican Workers Union, zvakapa kuti vabve vapinda munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Muna 1960 bato reNational Democratic Party rakaumbwa uye vaNkomo ndivo vakasarudzwa kuti vatungamire. Vamwe vainge vari nhengo dzekomiti yebato iri vanosanganisira vaLeopold Takawira, vaMorton Malianga, vaNdabaningistole uye vaRobert Mugabe. Muna 1961 vaNkomo vakatungamira bato iri muhurukuro dzeSouthern Rhodesia Constitutional Conference, idzo dzaive nemutungamiri wehurumende seEdgar Whitehead saSachigaro. NDP yakabva yabhanwa muna 1961. VaNkomo vakabva vaumbawo bato reZimbabwe African People's Union kana kuti ZAPU. Muna 1962 ZAPU yakabhanwa zvakare, uye vatungamiri vayo vakanzi vaende kunogara kumisha yavo yavakazvarirwa. Asi VaNkomo avo vainge vari kuZambia havana kuendeswa kumusha kwavo. Vakabva vatangawo kurudzira kuti paumbwe hurumende yemuupoteri. Izvi hazvina kutambirwa nevamwe vavo vachitungamirwa naReverend Ndabaningistole vaInoku Dimbuchena uye mutungamiri weTanzania vaJulius Nyerere. Nekuda kwekusawirirana panyaya yehurumende yemuupoteri, vaNdabaningistole vakatungamira kubviswa kwavaNkomo pachigaro kuDar es Salaam kuTanzania. Asi vaNkomo vakabva vaumba bato rePeople's Caretaker Council kana kuti PCC. Muna 1963 vaStole nevamwe vavo vakaumba bato reZANU-PF, izvo zvakapa kuti pamuke kunetsana nekurwisana pakati pePCC neZANU-PF. Izvi zvakapa kuti mapato maviri aya abva abhanwa muna 1964. Mugore iri vaNkomo vakabva vasungwa vakaendeswa kuJeri regona kudzingwa kwemakore gumi. Muna 1974 vaNkomo vakaburiswa muJeri vakaendeswa kuZambia. Panguva iyi pakaedzwa kuita nhaurirano dzakaita seDzeVictoria Falls Constitutional Conference navaIan Smith vaitungamira hurumende yeRhodesia, asi hazvina kubudirira. Izvi ndozvakaita kuti hondo yechimurenga ibva yatanga. Muna 1976 ZIPRA yaitungamirwa navaNkomo neZandla zvakabatana mukurwisa mauto eRhodesia. Hondo iyi yaida vakashinga nekuti kwainge kuine mauto eRhodesia airidza pfuti nepasi achiuraya varwi vehondo yerusununguko. nemuchadenga muvengi aiuya nendege dzehondo dzaikanda mabhambo kune varwi vehondo irisununguko ava. Vamwe vakarwa hondo yechimurenga navankomo vasara vari ivo chete vaiva nhengo yedare rechimurenga varugare gumbo vanoti vankomo vaive munhu aida nyika yake. Mashoko aya atsinirwavo navamax mukandla avo vaiva nhengo yezipra. Vankomo vakabatana navamugabe kuenda kulancaster muna 1979 apo pakazopedzwa hondo. Vamugabe navankomo vakabva vapinda muhurumende yemubatanidzwa kubva muna 1980 kusvika muna 1982. Asi vankomo nevamwe vavezapu vakazodzingwa muhurumende iyi navamugabe vachipomerwa mhosva yekuda kupidigura hurumende nechisimba. Izvi zvinoteera nyaya yekuti pane zvombo zvainge zvawanikwa pamapurazi ezipra. Muna zvita 1982 vamugabe vakatumira mauto e5th brigade ayo ainge adzidziswa hondo kunorth korea vakaenda kunorwisa matebeleland nemidlands. Izvakapa kuti vankomo vamboendewo muupoteri.
Everything to support our independence right from the beginning to this day, and I get this now from Prime Minister Mugabe sending young men to come and kill me.
Ko chii chakakonzera hondo iyi? VeZANU PF vanoti kune vanhu vainge vapanduka uye zvakabuda mashoko aivo vamugabe vakati mumba mainge mapinda nyoka. Asi vagumbo vanoti nyaya yakakonzera gukura hundi inyaya yekuti vamugabe vanokara masimba.
Asi vamugabe nemhaka yokuda masimba kubva kuhondo kudzikana kugwana vana navana nkomo nokuzogwana vana Stole nokuzogwanesu inyaya yemasimba. Saka ndiye akatanga kusunga vanhu vezapo achida kuuraya.
Hondo yegukura hundi yakazopera muna 1987 apo pakaumbwazve imwe hurumende yemubatanidzwa vankomo vachisarudzwa kuti vaite mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika. Ko zvido zvavankomo zvakazadzikiswa here? Amai Emilia Mukaratirwa avo vaiva mutevedzeri webato rezapu vanoti hazvina kuzadzikiswa. Asi nhengo yeZANU PF vakaindinesi paradza vanoti zvido zvavankomo zvakazadzikiswa kuburikidza nekuendesa ivhu kuvatema.
Vanondiinspire nekuti was forthright panyaya dzeminda kuti ivhu rinokosha sei.
Pakuradzikwa kwavankomo pamarinda eHeroes Acre vamugabe vakatenda kuti mufi ainge akazvipira kubatanidza nyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muWashington DC ndini Blessing Zulum.
Mashoko anotevera anoburitsa pachena pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika muZambia. Kodzero dzevatori venhau dzinonzi dzave kuvhiringidzwa zvakanyanya nehurumende yeZambia zvichitevera kuvharwa kwekambani inodhindira mapepanhau yePost Newspapers Limited nemusi wa21 Chikumi. Hurumende inoti bepanhau iri rainge riine chikwereta chinosvika mamiriyoni matanhatu emadhora chemari yemitero. Kuvharwa kwebepa iri kwakatevera kushoropodza kwakaitika hurumende kwarakaita hurumende richiti yaitarisa kuti wabuda mbamani pakutevedzwa kwemutemo uyu. Muzinda weAmerica muLusaka mumashoko kuvatori venhau wakati uri kushushikana zvakanyanya nedanho iri. America yakati kuvharwa kwebepa rakazvimirira roga iri kwasara mazuva mashoma kuti sarudzo dziitwe kunoshungurudza mwoyo. Masangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu akaita seAmnesty International ari kushora hurumende yeZambia nekuvhara bepanhau iri. Mukuru weAmnesty International kuchamepe kweAfrica vaDeprosi Muchena vanoti hurumende yeZambia ingadai yakataurirana nevebepanhau iri kuti mari iyo bhadharwa sei. Hurumende yeAmerica iri kukurudzira hurumende yeZambia, bazi reZambia Revenue Authority nebepanhau rethe Post kuti vataurirane. Mashoko aya anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika muZambia. Vateereri musakanganwa muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa kurangarirwa kuri kuitwa mushakabvu vaJoshua Nkomo. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Panoita mhirizhonga pabhodha reBate Bridge, vanhu vachiti havasi kufara nedanho rehurumende rekurambidza kupinzwa munyika kwezvimwe zvinhu zviri kutengwa kubva kuSouth Africa. masangano evashandi vehurumende anosunga kuti nhengo dzavo dzicharamwa mabasa kubva svondo rinouya. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande naMavelas Muhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 1st, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabweans set warehouses on fire and bite bridges. Skirmishes between police and protesters continue over an import ban on basic commodities.
People were demonstrating at the South African side trying to send a message to the Zimbabwean government that we are not happy with the banning of the importation of some goods.
The civil servants resolved to go on strike Tuesday following government's failure to pay June salaries.
The employer must urgently address the concerns of the workers' failure, to which the workers have resolved to take action starting Tuesday, the 5th of July, 2016.
Some Zimbabweans commemorate the life and legacy of the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo.
We are here to celebrate the life of the late Joshua Mkabugo Nkomo, on his legacy.
And a mystery surrounds the whereabouts of Asi Lumumba, who dropped an F-word on Mugabe yesterday when he launched his political party and has been reported as arrested.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
A business at Zimbabwe's biggest border post, Baitbridge, came to a standstill for about 6 hours after hundreds of people from either side of the border demonstrated against the banning of some imports following the start of the implementation of a controversial statutory instrument. The protests that were coordinated by the Baitbridge Residents Association almost became violent after the people bent vehicle tires and piled rocks on the road, effectively barricading it. A warehouse was set on fire at the border town by protesters, and skirmishes with the police are continuing. South Africans from the town of Mosina combined with the Zimbabweans and marched towards the border, but were stopped by police who promised to engage with the Zimbabwe government to resolve the issue. The government, however, argues that the amendment of the statutory instrument, which was formulated by the Rhodesian government in 1974 as a way of countering sanctions, is a timely measure to rein in the ballooning import bill that has seen locally produced goods neglected because they are more expensive than imports. Included in the list is furniture, baked beans, potato crisps, cereals, bottled water, mayonnaise, salad cream, peanut butter, jams, maheu, vegetables and yogurts, among several others. The spokesman of the International Cross Border Association, Dennis Juru, tells Studio 7 that although calm has returned at the border town, dozens of people are hesitant to cross the border because they are not sure if their goods will be confiscated or not.
People were demonstrating at the South African side trying to send a message to the Zimbabwean government that we are not happy with the banning of the importation of some goods they used to import for the past years.
So what exactly happened? Did the police come, and what is the situation right now?
Yes, the police came, and they were even protecting the protesters.
So from what you could see, were these people Zimbabweans or South Africans?
It was a mixture of Zimbabweans and South Africans, all concerned, individuals.
We understand that the border was briefly closed. What is the situation right now?
The border was not briefly closed, but it was closed for about 6 hours. So we can't say it was briefly closed because it's a busy border.
That was Dennis Juru, the spokesman of the International Cross Borders Association. He spoke with Studio 7 on the line from Musina in South Africa.
Unpaid Zimbabwean civil servants have resolved to go on an indefinite strike on Monday following the government's failure to pay them June salaries as a result of lack of funds. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has more details.
Cecilia Alexander, chairperson of the Apex Council, a body that represents all civil servants unions, told journalists after a meeting of head of unions that they'll be meeting government workers tomorrow to decide on the format of the industrial action.
The employer must urgently address the concerns of the workers' failure to which the workers have resolved to take action starting Tuesday, the 5th of July, 2016.
Alexander said all the 14 civil servants unions, including doctors and all workers in the health sector, were unanimous that government is treating them unfairly by not paying them on time. President Robert Mugabe's government failed to pay the civil servants, citing lack of funds resulting from the current harsh economic environment in the country. Indications are that members of the armed forces have received their pay. The rest of the civil service is set to get June salaries next week. Today, government made an advance payment of $100 to each civil servant to cushion them while they wait for the salaries next week. Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe member Alois Bima from Gokwe told Studio 7 he was disappointed about the government's failure to pay civil servants their June salaries.
This is not the way we are supposed to be treated. Like, we are adults, we've got families, we've got budgets. I have to receive my full salary, then I make my own budget. We cannot continue like this because from the precedent cases which we have noticed, at the end we are going to have a situation whereby the government is going to owe the teacher thousands of dollars.
Acting Public Service Minister Superman Wanzira told Studio 7 by phone that government is doing all it can to ensure that its workers are paid on committed debts. He said the current predicament is as a result of the financial crisis that has not only affected government, but also the private sector, where some workers have gone for months without pay. Minister Mandwanzira appealed to civil servants and other stakeholders to bear with the government as it makes efforts to rectify the situation. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told Zimbabwe's European creditors yesterday that his government was broke. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Scores of people gathered in Bulawayo today to commemorate the life of the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo, with his son Sibangilizwe calling on Zimbabweans to strive for the peace and unity that the veteran politician cherished throughout his life. Taurai Shaba has more from Zimbabwe's second largest city.
Addressing hundreds of people at Makokoba high-density suburbs Stanley Square, Sibangilizwe Nkomo said his father fought for a united Zimbabwe in which people were supposed to live in harmony despite ethnic and political differences. He said Zimbabweans should seek to live in harmony starting at the grassroots level.
It is the grassroots, the ordinary people, the ordinary men and women who suffer the brunt of conflict. For every lasting and enduring peace, there must be grassroots unity.
Veteran journalist Saul Gwakuba Ndlovu, who also spoke at the occasion, said it saddens him and other people who knew Nkomo well when some people maligned the late nationalist's name. He said Nkomo was a selfless leader who never sought personal gain throughout his political life.
He was asked whether if the British government was returning the country to the black people, he would like it to be returned as they found it in 1890. That is to say, when Matabeleland was a sovereign state with a sovereign leader, King Lobengula, and Mashonaland was a group of chiefdoms, each being independent unto itself, or whether he would like it to be returned as the British created it in 1894 when they brought the chiefdoms of Mashonaland together with the kingdom of Matabeleland to create Southern Rhodesia. And he said he wanted it as a unitary state. He was very strong about that. He was very passionate about that.
Some youths who attended the event said they took part in the commemoration as a sign of honor for the late Father Zimbabwe. War Veterans Minister and Makokova Member of Parliament, Chinga Dube, said he was happy to be part of the commemoration.
Nkomo was a great leader, our national leader and the vice president of the country. So we're very happy to come and commemorate his death.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
The late Vice President's associates say he was a peacemaker. Revived ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa says the vision of former Vice President Joshua Nkomo of a truly liberated Zimbabwe where citizens enjoy all their freedoms, a booming industry, and massive production on land can only be achieved if there is a complete mindset shift in the current ZANU-PF leadership. In this fifth edition of a six-part series on Nkomo's life and legacy, our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa looks into the former vice president's peace initiatives and efforts to empower the masses.
Dabengwa said Father Zimbabwe, as the late vice president was affectionately known in political circles, sacrificed a lot, including signing the Unity Accord, just to save the killing of people in Matabeleland and the Midland provinces by the Korean-trained 50th Brigade. Dabengwa, who revealed that he never approved the Unity Accord, calling it a scandalous document, said Nkomo had people at heart and that forced him to sign the Unity Accord unconditionally. Dabengwa said President Robert Mugabe put conditions for Nkomo to meet him.
Mugabe completely refused to meet Nkomo and he said the only time I'll meet Nkomo before we do any negotiations, the condition for meeting him is that he must agree that we come together into a new party which will be called ZANU-PF. Number two, that the president of that party will be him. And number three, that Zanda and himself as junior vice president will be the vice president. People were being killed by Boko Haram in their hundreds. And Nkomo said we have to stop this. He agreed to go and sign that thing December 87.
Nkomo was unhappy about what was going on in Zimbabwe at that time, especially the crackdown on his party by President Mugabe's government.
Members of PF ZAPU in Parliament did mention that a number of people were killed in the western province of Zimbabwe. The people who were supposed to have perpetrated these murders called themselves Support Unit 5th Brigade. The cause of the massacre, they say, was that the people had begotten dissidents.
He was respected in all parts of the country. Chinoy resident Willie Nyambe said Nkomo was more accommodative than Mr. Mugabe. Nyambe said Nkomo wanted total freedom for Zimbabwe regardless of tribe and color.
Nkomo really wanted people to be free so that the Africans can run up their country in collaboration with the settler regime which was there. He did not want, he was not a divisive a personality. Right? He could accommodate both white, black, yellow and colors. He had no problem. But unlike the current situation where it is said blacks, Africa should be only for the blacks.
Another local resident, Adeline Uchu, who grew up in Bulawayo, said Nkomo was not power hungry as all he wanted was to totally liberate Zimbabwe.
I grew up in Matabeleland myself in Msilikazi. I used to see him walking on foot, trying to help the people who were in need. And he was not pompous as we see today. Nkomo loved all the people, and he wanted this country to be liberated, truly to be liberated.
Dawengwa, who received military training in Russia, prompting people to call him the Black Russian, said Ngomo had a clear vision on proper and practical indigenization and the utilization of land by all people.
Ngomo's vision was that land is not an infinite commodity. It is something that must be shared carefully, taking into account the next generations. And his vision was to have a Zimbabwe where everyone who used agricultural land used it on a commercial basis.
Sibongile Mugijima of Chikono Ono in Chinoi said Ngomo fought for genuine black empowerment and is well remembered for his fight to have businessmen Strive Masiwa get a mobile phone license.
He was for indigenization. I'll give an example of Strive Masiwa. He stood by Strive Masiwa.
Dawengwa said although Ngomo tried hard to make the government of the day see the light, he was labeled as now an old man.
What went wrong was because Ngomo was not listened to. He was an old man who was bubbling, making noise. Don't take him seriously. This was attitude of ZANU-PF. Even in government as vice president, Ngomo made quite a number of suggestions which were never taken into account.
Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoi, this is Atta Chigoriwa.
Coming up, we will give you an update on what's happening in Zimbabwean soccer.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she plans to accept the recommendations of career employees and federal agents looking into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State.
And South African journalists took to the streets of Johannesburg and Cape Town Friday to protest what they say is an attempt at censorship by the nation's public broadcaster. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On June 26, commanders of Iraq's security forces announced they had completely retaken the city of Fallujah from ISIL, also known as Daesh. This is a significant blow to the extremist group, which has already lost nearly 50% of the populated territory it had once controlled in Iraq. Fallujah was the first major city ISIL had managed to capture some 2.5 years ago. Retaking the city, which once boasted around 300,000 inhabitants, required a month-long offensive by Iraq's military forces, as well as robust support from the global coalition to counter ISIL. The operation in Fallujah has been a significant challenge for the ISF and for the coalition. It will not be the last. Hard fighting remains ahead, as does the vital task of caring for the residents of Fallujah, displaced by ISIL's violence, and beginning to rebuild the city so that its people may safely return, said Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter in a written statement. The Iraqi army's work is far from finished in Fallujah. While initial reports are that the city was saved of the extensive damage seen in Ramadi and other places, it is yet to be made safe. When ISIL militants flee territories they once controlled, they litter the area with deadly explosive booby traps. Until these explosives are safely removed, reconstruction cannot commence, and the citizens of formerly occupied towns and villages cannot begin to return to normal life. Despite the hard work still to do, the clearing of Fallujah will make the people of Iraq safer and bring us all one step closer to dealing ISIL a lasting defeat, said Secretary of Defense Carter. The United States congratulates Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and the Iraqi people for their progress in freeing the city of Fallujah from the grip of ISIL. The United States military and our coalition partners are proud to have supported Iraqi security forces under the Prime Minister's command in this important operation, which is another milestone in our joint efforts to accelerate ISIL's defeat and to continue supporting our Iraqi partners moving forward.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Mystery surrounds the whereabouts of Asim Lumumba, who dropped an F-word on Mugabe yesterday when he launched his political party. Police spokesperson Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba says they are looking for Lumumba, a former ZANU-PF activist who launched his party, Viva Zimbabwe, in Harare yesterday. Lumumba has not been reachable on his mobile phone, with his colleagues claiming that he is in police custody. Uttering the F-word, Lumumba claimed that Mr. Mugabe has destroyed the lives of millions of people due to his government's poor economic policies.
In a related development, a Harare magistrate today ordered the immediate release of Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni, who was arrested sometime this week soon after the High Court made a ruling that he should be reinstated by the Minister of Local Government, Xavier Kasukuwere. Reporter Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Harare magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe ordered Manyenyeni's immediate release after he found that the Harare mayor was detained illegally prior to his arraignment before the court. Manyenyeni's lawyer, Lovemore Maduku, welcomed the court's decision.
So what we now know is that the mayor is back at work, as you know. The High Court nullified suspensions by the minister. The arrest is not held. So, and there are no conditions, no nothing. I must remind you that the state had actually wanted to impose, they had wanted a bail conditions that would have stopped the mayor from reporting for work. That has all fallen apart because the arrest was then declared no longer lawful because they had gone beyond 48 hours.
MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora, who attended today's court session, said his party was not happy that the state was persecuting Manyenyeni.
We are happy that at least there are signs of constitutionalism beginning to creep within our judicial system. And we are very, very happy about that. We want to give notice that tomorrow we are going to take our mayor to townhouse to resume his duty, which he was elected to do by the people of Harare themselves. This is a mandate that the minister cannot take away from him. We think that this is a victory for the people of Zimbabwe.
Court papers show that Manyenyeni allegedly abused his duty as a public officer when he unilaterally and single-handedly entered into a verbal agreement with two companies, Distinctive Consultancy Services and High Post Consultant Services, for the provision of shortlisting, selection and screening services for filling the post of the city's town clerk that was later filled by James Mushore. The state claims that Manyenyeni personally influenced the outcome of the shortlisting, selection, and screening process. Following the judgment, wards of MDCT supporters who had filled the court to capacity sang revolutionary songs denouncing Minister Kasukuwere. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chiona Sojani, your host for Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today we have another great guy, and his name is Blessing Chinanga. How are you, Blessing?
I'm good, Chi. How are you doing?
We are great. So, Blessing, tell us, how did you get into filmmaking?
Okay, I got into filmmaking at the age of, I think I was about 20, and I started writing a lot of scripts, started writing a lot of short films, short stories, and that's what led me to get into this film industry, which then translated on camera. Started with photography, and then I got into translating it onto video. So it was quite a journey between writing, photography, and film.
Tell us about your work that you are doing like right now.
Well, we've got a TV show called Wine and Zine with Tubi Moleko, and that aired on Zambezi Magic. And it did well, you know, the ratings were really good. The TV show stars many celebrities coming on the show. They get interviewed by Tumi Moleko, who cooks a meal for them, and, you know, while they're sort of dining with her. It's a really good show. It's very informative. You get an up-close interview with the celebrities, but it's not really an interview. It's like an informal-based type of came up with.
What is your say regarding the filming industry right now in Zimbabwe?
If you're in the film industry in Zimbabwe at the moment, there are massive opportunities because we have the chance to pave history. We have the chance to carve heroes that kids will talk about in the future, which is something that we actually haven't had for the last 20 years. If you've noticed, the films that many people quote, many people talk about, they talk about your Nerias, your More Time, your Yellow Cards, which are films that a lot of people watched 20 years ago. At the moment, there's such a vacuum of content. You know, there's a vacuum that people can create content right now, and it needs to be filled. There's a great opportunity if you're in the film industry to create stories that will tell a story, a Zimbabwean story, a relevant story right now.
With lots of young people out there trying to get into film, I mean, what would be your advice?
The young person trying to get into film, I'd say that start writing, and if you can meet up with people that are doing film in the industry, just go and visit, see what they're doing, go on their sets, you know, expose yourself, and just have a willingness to learn, have a willingness to go, have a willingness to do stuff, you know, have a willingness to understand what other people are doing in the industry. I think just don't sit back and think that the opportunity is going to come on your lap. You have to go out there and take it.
Thank you very much for being with us, Blessing.
Thank you for having me.
And that was Blessing Chinanga, and I am Chiona Sojani, your host for Time to Engage.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C.
And in sports news, the newly created National Football Association of Zimbabwe has been caught between a rock and a hard place. Our reporter Michael Cariati tells us why.
The NAFA's leadership has been forced to swallow their pride and have called for a meeting of the ZIFA Council to have a relook at the disputed June 4 dissolution of ZIFA after the government maintained that ZIFA was still in existence. According to a circular sent to all the affiliates of the Zimbabwe Football Association, within the required 14-day notice, the meeting is set for July 9, with the sole purpose being to look at the hotly disputed dissolution of ZIFA. NAFA's president, Philip Chiangwa, confirmed the date has been set for the meeting. The chairman of the Lifelong Footballers Trust of Zimbabwe, Francis Zimunya, who has been giving his support for the ZIFA employees and ZIFA creditors, says he's happy with the decision taken by the government. Addressing a section of the Zimbabwe football family opposed to the creation of NAFAS, Zimunya says he knew long back that ZIFA was still in existence and was operational throughout the country.
We wanted to tell the whole country the truth about the position of Zimbabwe football at the moment. It's very clear that Zimbabwe Football Association is in existence. It's operational countrywide.
The owner of Daisy Guest House, Daisy Rusere, who has been hosting the Warriors for years, says she is bitter with the way she was treated.
And for them to run away from us and say we are now NAFAS, we don't take care of ZIFA debts. With me, I tell you, I don't even know how to express myself, but definitely I was so bitter. I was so bitter and I'm still bitter.
Daisy Guesthouse, reporting for Studio 7 in Harare. This is Michael Cariati.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo's life and legacy.
If you want to be on the program, you can send us a message or your number on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Zimbabweans set fire to a warehouse in Beitbridge as skirmishes between police and protesters continue over an import ban on basic commodities.
The civil servants resolve to go on strike Tuesday following government's failure to pay June salaries.
And mystery surrounds the whereabouts of AC Lumumba, who dropped an F-word on the president yesterday when he launched his political party.
Join us at 7 every evening for news in 3 languages and visit us on the internet at www.studio7news.com. For more on our top stories, you can send us an email to studio7@voanews.com or text us at the following number: 001-202-465-0318. And now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by Ntungameli Nkomo. This is Chris Gande in Washington. Have yourself a lovely weekend.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a great weekend.
Siyabonga Mavela Silo Chris ilichona njani mthwakazo omuhle siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 1 ngoNtulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Namhla balaleli lilanga ubaba uJoshua Nkomo abhubha ngalo, yikho kuyisikhumbuzo esikhulu kakhulu ukuthi ilanga leli umuntu wonke njengoba sithi ngufather Zimbabwe alubana abantu badilikile bonke belapha kusukusela emtali uze yefika eGabriel Street.
Uzulu ubethe gwaqa kobulawayo namuhla ekhumbula owayengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo, yena owabhubha ngosuku lwanamhlanje ngo-1999.
Iningi labantu libelitshengisela lithumeli imeseji kugovernment yeZimbabwe ukuthi enough is enough, sesidiniwe ngokuhlala sitshelwa into yokuyenza, akulamsebenzi ekhaya, abantu bayazama ukuthi baziyenzele imisebenzi yabo yezandla.
Kuqhamuka udlakela emngceleni weBeitbridge lapho okutshiswe khona indlu egcinelwa impahla yiZimra abantu bekhonona ngomthetho kahulumende obavimba ukuthenga impahla ezigoqela ukudla kwamanye amazwe. Izisebenzi zikahulumende zithi zizakhalala umsebenzi kusukela mhlaka 5 kuyona le inyanga nxa uhulumende engehluleka ukulungisisa udaba lweholo lazo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uzulu ubethe gwaqa kobulawayo eStanley Square namuhla ekhumbula owayengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo, yena owabhubha ngelanga lalamhlanje ngomnyaka ka-1999. Abakhulume emkhosini lo bakhuthaze ukumanyana lokuthula kuhambelana lendikimba yalo nyaka yalomkhosi ethi asikhulume. Unompumelelo moyo usipha loludaba.
Indodana kamuyi umnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo ukhuthaze uZulu weZimbabwe ukuba abambane yena uqobo, hathi ukubanjaniswa ngamabandla ezombusazwe ngoba nguye ovame ukuthwaliswa luklubhu uma kuthe kwaba lobunzima. Wathi ukufuthelana okwaba khona ilizwe lisanda kuthola uzibuse kwachiya amasiko esintu eselahlekile impela ngoba abantu bengasazazi ukuthi bangobani, kukanti isizwe ngamasiko aso.
Ndibuye lapha
liletwa luthando lukababa uJoshua Nkomo uFather Zimbabwe. Libuye lapha ukuthi sihlangane ngaphansi komthunzi kababa uFather Zimbabwe. Yena ubesakha isizwe ngokungadingi umhlobo ukuthi umhlobo lo ngubani nokuthi umuntu lo ukhuluma isihlobo bani.
Ekhuluma ngembali kaMuyi, intatheli izindaba edumileyo eyasebenza lo Muyi, uSol kwakuba Ndlovu, uthi uNkomo ngumuntu owayethanda ukuthula lokubambana, njalo wakubonisa lokho ngokunikela ibutho lakhe lezipra kuhulumende ngemva kwempi, kazange alisebenzise ukuba limlwele.
Kutheni ibumbile ibutho lelo lakhona laba likhulu kakhulu, kodwa kaze alisebenzise ukuthi limenze abe nguye upresident wesizwe seZimbabwe nxa sesikhululeka ngo-1980. Hayi, kunokuthi akwenze lokho, wathatha ibutho ilizwe selikhululekile walinika uhulumende, wathi nali ibutho selingengxenye yebutho lesizwe seZimbabwe.
Umnumzana David Ngwenya osuka eMatopo yena uthi ilanga lalamhlanje lilanga elikhulu kakhulu ngoba kuyisikhumbuzo sokunanza imisebenzi emihle kaMuyi.
Namhla balaleli lilanga ubaba uJoshua Nkomo abhubha ngalo, yikho kuyisikhumbuzo esikhulu kakhulu ukuthi ilanga leli umuntu wonke njengoba sithi ngoFather Zimbabwe alubana abantu badilikile bonke belapha kusukisela eMtali kuze efike eCaprivi Strip.
Owaye ngusiba lukhulu wezansi emandebeleni unkosikazi Angeline Masuku yena uthi bayajabula lamhlanje bekhumbula iqhawe kungesinkomo, abazi ukuba ngabe bakuphi umlindi.
Safundiswa nguye ukuzithiba nokuzihlonipha.
Owalwa impi ekuzinga lezipra unkosikazi Thoriso Moyo uthe amalanga afana lalamuhla amkhumbuza inkokheli yakhe eyayingakhethi muntu ngomhlobo.
Thina ngonkomo sizwa sithabile uma kulento enjengena le namuhla la, ngoba ubaba uNkomo ubebambanisa abantu ngokufaneleyo.
Bekungabizwa ozwayo lonyaka esikhumbuzweni sikaNkomo. Inkokheli zamabandla embusazwe ehlukeneyo bezikhona ukuzoxhasana lemuli kaMuyi. Imbongi ezehlukeneyo kunye labahlabeleli benze imicimbicimbi ethile bekhombisa inhlonipho lokukhumbula iqhawe lamaqhawe ulitshe elithelelayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yokobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Kunjalo nje abeZimbabwe kwele Botswana namuhla bebekukhefu ngesikhathi eZimbabwe linanza usuku lokudlula kukaNkomo. Kube lombuthano wemuli yeZimbabwe eGaborone, kubika uMartin Gwenya.
Abesintwini abaseBotswana ngaphansi kwenhlanganiso yeSpanye Cultural Group bahlangene eGaborone bezimuli bezithokozisa umbuthano uqondane lekhefu leBotswana lokunanza wayengumongameli wakuqala uSisele Zikhama, kukanti eZimbabwe kukhunjulwa uDokotela Joshua Mqabuko Nyongolo Nkomo wadlula emhlabeni mhlaka 1 Ntulikazi 1999. Labo abangenele umbuthano wezimuli batshengise ukuziqhenya ngamasiko esintwini. Isikhulumi senhlanganiso yeSpanye uMzana Fortune Moyo uthi bathakazele indlela ilanga liqhubeke ngalo njalo bafunde okuningi.
Ufica ukuthi omama labantwana badlala ibhola, sikhuluma kunje babhizi obaba badlalela belenyawo. Hayi, kumnandi sibili, kuyabongeka lokho kwenzakeleyo. Kunika isisindo, kunika isithunzi ebantwini besintu ngokuthi bayazibona labo ukuthi bangabantu. Silikhangelele leli langa ukuthi libe lilanga elimnandi, ngakho ngale ndlela elenzakala ngayo, hayi, siyajabula kakhulu.
Uthi bazahle beqhubekela phambili ngamalungiselelo omcimbi omkhulu umnyaka ungakapheli. Umunye ongenelela umbuthano unkosikazi noMaqhawe Ndebele uthi kathukise imizamo yabantu besintwini ukuthi bahlanganele njalo bavuselele amasiko.
Ilanga leli liqakatheke kakhulu, especially thina amaNdebele siku-foreign country, ne? Lisifundisa ukubambana, lokukholisa, lokuyazana abantu, especially abantu besintwini, lokuyazi imvelaphi yethu lamasiko ethu.
Umnumzana Sifa Sichuma uthi noma nje inhlanganiso yeSibanye ingekho ezombusazwe, kuyajabulisa ukuthi umbuthano lo uqondane lelanga kukhunjulwa uMuyi uDokotela Mqabuko Nkomo kanye loSisele Zikhama.
Okwenzakalayo lamhla sicabange ukubana sichithe thuba leli singabantu besintwini sijabula lezimuli zethu. It's actually Family Fun Day, and kulilanga eliqakathekileyo njalo eBotswana, kulona leli lizwe esiphila kulo, esisebenza kulo, okukhunjulwa omunye wabazali babona leli lizwe, the first president of the Democratic Republic of Botswana, and sikhangela ukuthi lekhaya kukhumjulwa ubaba wethu uNkomo, kungabantu okulokunengi esingafunda kubo njengabantu abatsha or abantu abalokhe besakhula sisemzini njalo.
UNkomo wadlula eleminyaka engu-82 ngemva kwempilo ende kwesombusazwe lapho akhokhela ibandla lezaphu, wathwala nzima kulandela uzibuse lapho okwaba lempi yomdeni, kodwa wagcina engumsekeli kamongameli Robert Mugabe ngemva kokukhumisana komlotha. Umbuthano walamuhla ubona besintwini bedlala imidlalo etshiyeneyo ukuhaya inkondlo kanye lokudla kwesintwini, njalo abantu kade behlolwa imikhuhlane etshiyeneyo. Ngumartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 sawubona Botswana.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Uqhamuke udlakela emngceleni weBait Bridge namuhla lapho okutshiswe khona indlu egcinelwa impahla yiZimra kulandela ukutshengisela okwenziwa ngabantu ekuqaleni komthetho othi impahla ethengwa kwamanye amazwe akusamelanga ingene elizweni nxa umuntu engela license. Umngcele weBait Bridge lo uke wavalwa okwamahola ayisithupha. Ukutshengisela lokhu bekukhona laphetsheya komngcele lapho okumanyane khona izizalwane zeZimbabwe lezaseSouth Africa. Ukutshengisela kweBait Bridge bekuqoqwe inhlanganiso yeBait Bridge Combined Residents Association. Lanxa amapolisa seSouth Africa etshele abatshengiselayo laba ukuthi azakhulumisana labo sowabo beZimbabwe, uhulumende uthi kabuyele emuva ngalumthetho wona owasungulwa nguhulumende wabahuquluzi benotho ngomnyaka ka-1974 ngoba uZulu engasathengi impahla enziwa eZimbabwe. Kuningi kakhulu okungasangeni elizweni okubalisa amanzi asembodleleni, i-salad cream, amafutha okupheka, uchako, idobe lokunye okunenginengi okubalisa okwakha izindlu. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthenga kwamanye amazwe bethengisa e-International Cross Borders Association, umnumzana Dennis Juro utshele uChris Kande weStudio 7 ukuthi kuyaxokozela amapholisa aseze abaleka. Amabhasi lemota eziningi kazichaphi umngcele ngokwesaba.
Iningi labantu libe litshengisela lithumele imeseji ku-government yeZimbabwe ukuthi enough is enough. Sesidiniwe ngokuhlala sitshelwa into yokuyenza, akula msebenzi ekhaya. Abantu bayazama ukuthi baziyenzele imisebenzi yabo yezandla, abantu bayazama ukuthi ba yothenga izinto eSouth Africa, kodwa inkulu i-government yeZimbabwe iloku ingenela kuma-business abantu baseZimbabwe. Abantu bazama ukuthengisa ezivendors, kodwa baxotshwa emadolobheni. Kathesi bayavalelwa ukuthi abangayothenga izinto eSouth Africa.
Manje pho nxa usithi wena ababetshengisela, ungasitshela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi kuhambe njani, amapholisa abuyile yini kwasekwenzakala?
Yebo, amapolisa abuyile bavala iborder ngezimoto zabo ukuthi abantu bengangeni phakathi kweborder. So kube kungasela iborder libelingasasebenzi for about 6 hours.
Kodwa sikhuluma nje okwakathesi kunjani?
Isimo sesi right ngoba sesakhulumisana labantu abavela kuhulumende, basithembise ukuthi bazokhulumisana ne-government yeZimbabwe ukuze ibuyisele izinto esimeni sakudala.
Kodwa bakhona yini okwakathesi abedlula le mpahla, kumbe impahla vele ziyalelwa ukuthi zedlule?
Okwakathesi abantu basasaba ukuthi bangene lazo, baloku bephakile abakangeni eborder abakabe wazi ukuthi bazovunyelwa yini ukuthi bangene lezinto zabo.
Umnumzana Dennis Churo yisikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-International Cross Borders Association obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 SMS na kwele South Africa. Izisebenzi zikahulumende zithi zizakhalala umsebenzi kusukela mhlaka 5 kuyona le inyanga nxa uhulumende engehluleka ukulungisisa udaba lwazo lweholo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Umgcini sihlalo womanyano wenhlanganiso zezisebenzi zikahulumende iApex Council of Zimbabwe unkosikazi Cecilia Alexander utshela umhlangano lentathela izindaba owenzelwe emahofisini ePublic Service Association ukuthi khona beza kwethulela izisebenzi okuphume emhlanganweni wenkokheli kusasa. Umnumzana John Farai Tagara ngomunye wenkokheli engene umhlangano onqume ukuba izisebenzi zikhalale umsebenzi zikhonona ngokunikwa iholo ogoqela inhlanganiso zonke ezimela izisebenzi kahulumende ngaphandle kwabakubutho esipholiseni abasebenza becatshile labasebenza emajele.
Sihlangene namhla abasebenzi be-government be-APIS Council, laba abahlanganisa abasebenzi be-health, abasebenzi be-education, the rest of the civil servants. Sibe lo mhlangano le-government besizama ukuthi sikhulume labo ukuthi basinike imali, i-government yayela mali. So sathi nxa bangasinikanga imali, sizahamba njani emsebenzini kusuka mhla ka-1 sifika mhla ka-7 up to 18 July. Okay, mini amaminista batona okisazinike $100 uthi kwase ukufika emsebenzini bana thina abasebenzi begovernment asifuna imali twa sifuna imali
abasebenzela uhulumende bafuna iholo labo ngesikhathi hathi kunikezwa iziqephuqephu zemali yabo. Uthagara ethi ingasebenzi lutho ngoba belazo labo indleko okumele bazihlawule ekupheleni kwenyanga ngenyanga.
Lezindlu silabantwana abafundayo silama ama-accounts sajwele ama-credit facilities amaningi bafuna imali. Abanye abasebenzi begovernment abalazindlu bayaloja abazathola ngapha imali yokuthi baphatha izindlu yankhona. So sithi i-government nxa bangahlala ngaphansi njenge-government balungise basinike imali thina usuka mhla ka-5 July siyazithatha ama-action thina sahamba i-strike kusuka mhla ka-5 July.
Kunje uhulumende eholisa ikhulu lamadola $100 kuphela ukuba isebenzi ezingakalitholi iholo likamabasa zanelise ukuza emsebenzini. Ezinye inhlangothi zezisebenzi zikahulumende lezi okubalisa ababalisi, odokotela labongi zilokhe zingakalitholi iholo lenyanga kamabasa, ikanti abasesibuthweni esipholiseni labasebenza emajele bona sebelithole kuyonale iviki. Kuthi ezinye zilokhe zisalendele le mali yamabhonasi yanyakenye uhulumende ekhala ngokuthi akalayo imali. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Intatheli zindaba za kwele South Africa zitshengisele emigwaqweni yeJohannesburg leCape Town namhlanje zisola ukwaliswa komsakazo kahulumende oweSouth African Broadcasting Corporation iSABC ukwethula indaba zokutshengisela kwabantu lodlakela kanye lokungasakazi okuyabe kusolwa nguZulu. Kesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Uhulumende weBahrain usethethe amanye amanyathelo akhanya ejonge ukuncindezela abalembono ehlukileyo. Kusikhatshana esedluleyo, umthethondaba weBahrain ulaye ukwalelwa ukusebenza kwenhlanganiso esebenza labamamandla aphikisayo e-Awal Wafa. Ngemva kokucelwa nguhulumende ukwenza njalo, isikhulumiso gatsha lozobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba uJohn Kirby usole kakhulu lesi zinqumo esithi siyethusa okwamagama njengelizwe ethi lokhe bebheke umumo kweleBahrain bekuthaza ukuthi uhulumende aguqule isinqumo lesi. Ngomnyaka 2011 Kwafa abantu abaningi ngemva kokuba uhulumende weBahrain ezame ukuvimba ukutshengisela kukazulu walelo lizwe ekhonona ngokwephulelwa ilungelo lakhe. UKB ethi kusukela ngaleso sikhathi ngemva kokukhuthazwa ngamanye amazwe eleBahrain belingani liyazama ukunanza izikhalazo zikazulu kodwa nanku sokuvela lesi sinqumo esethusayo. Elemelika lithi likhathazakile ngenyathelo elithathelwa inhlanganiso ye-Al-Wafa. Ukuvalelwa kukaNabiu Rajab odume kakhulu ngokulwela ilungelo loluntu kanye lokugwetshwa ngesigwebo esilukhuni kukanobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-Al-Wafa uSheikh Al-Salman okulakho kudonga ukuthula kulelo lizwe kuphazamise ukukhumisana umlotha osokulelo lizwe. Eminyakeni emibili edlulele leBahrain libone kubotshwa mahlayana kwabalwela amalungelo oluntu abanye bexotshwa elizweni lelo abakade sebethole ilungelo lokuba yizizalwane i-citizenship. Ekuqaliseni kwalo nyaka, umthethandaba weBahrain ugwebe u-Ibrahim Sharif owake waba ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-National Democratic Action Society ukuhlala ejele okomnyaka wonke ngemva kokufunyanwa elecala lokuchothoza nje umbuso walelo lizwe. Yizo nalezi zehlakalo esezisiba ziningi uKebe athi zethusa iMelika ekhuthaza ukulondolozwa komumo wokuthula lokwamukela kungela kuhlukumeza lowo olembono ehlukileyo lekahulumende.
Lolo bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Njengokwethembisa kwethu izolo siqhubekela phambili ngengxoxo enziwe nguPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 lendodana kamuyi umnumzana Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo owayengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo ekhuluma ngempilo kayise emulini kwezamasiko la kwezombusazwe.
Ubaba sisakhula into ayisikhuthaza yona ukufunda. Wayeqakathekisa imfundo kakhulu ukuthi umuntu kumele be empilweni ebe umuntu ofundileyo, imfundo ivula amagedi amaningi, iminyango eminingi. Okwepolitics besimlandela nje kuphela lathi sifunda, kodwa ayishiye umuntu oyethanda ukuthi xoxisane kakhulu ngendaba zepolitics. Kodwa into enkulu wawayishonisa yona kakhulu yikuhlonipha ngendlela esasikhona la ihlonipha abantu, ehlonipha umsebenzi wakhe awenzayo azimisele kiwo. Okwepolitics ngathi sizifundele nje kuye, silandela simlandela. Engathi mina ikakhulu baba ngithatha njengomkhokheli wami ngoba ngikhule engekho ekhaya, angimazi njengobaba, ngimazi ikakhulu engumkhokheli wami ubaba uJoshua Nkomo. So ipolitics yakhe besiyilandela njengomuntu eyilandela, kodwa uvetho lokuthi wesikhathi ukuthi ipolitics le yinto enzima kakhulu, kufana lokudlala i-draft insoro nxa ukupolitics. Wayisho njalo
umama uMafiyane nguye ladlala la ikakhulu. Yena-ke wayephathekile na kwezombusazwe?
Umama akazange ephatheke kwezombusazwe. Umama bekumuntu owakuthiwa kudala kwakuthiwa i-housewife. Umama bekumuntu owayezihlalela ngekhaya, ezenzela imisebenzi yakhe yezandla, esamukela abantu. Ukuphatheka kwakhe kupolitics, indlu yangekhaya ibihlezi igcwele abantu, abantu bamasiko, abantu bepolitics, ubebamukela kokuphela. Yebo-ke angabe wayesenze uye kumthetha phansi esingabeke siwazi nabantwana encedisa ipolitics, kodwa kumphakathi wayengazakali njengomama wepolitics. Noma nje wayencedisa abantu into ezinge-counselling, ukucebisa abantu imizi yabo, imitshato yabo, imendo yabo, ikakhulu omama wayenza kakhulu omama entweni ezinjengazenezo eziphathelana lemizi yabo. Ipolitics yamama nxa yayikhona yayicatshile. Yebo, ngiyazi ukuthi wayethwala izincwadi kwesinye isikhathi ezivela kubaba, mhlawumbe zisiya kubobaba uKhama ngapha eButswana, into ezinjengazenezo, yikho ukuphatheka kwakhe. Kodwa openly hayi, ayisiye umuntu lwani wayegijimela ipolitics kakhulu.
Enyaweni zikababa
akula esingathi openly funa ukwenza ukuthi kusasa sengisenza umsebenzi kababa. Mina for instance ngenza ingxenye yomsebenzi kababa eyamasiko. Sikhumbule ukuthi ubaba waqala umsebenzi wakhe esemasikweni ngama-50s. Waye ku-culture, waya wazojoyina-ke i-politics iqala kubo-ANC ngama-57. I-culture iyi-foundation yento eziningi-ningi kakhulu, including yona i-politics yaleyo. Iba khona nxa uhamba nje ukhangela ukuthi i-culture ubaba wasuka ngapha ngonyawo lwakhe. So-ke mina ngikhangwe ikakhulu isintu sakithi, ngikhangwe i-culture ababa ayayenza engakabi ku-politics. Ngibona iqakatheke kakhulu.
Ukhuluma ngamasiko lapha. Ubaba ube yinduna kwezamasiko, ube yini vele engakangeni kupolitics?
Indaba yangakithi PJ inde, ngizakuchazisela kanje. So
yeah,
ubabamkhulu kababa kwakuthiwa ngumkabuko. Umkabuko lo engumzingeli njalo eyindoda yebutho likamzilikazi. Uyise mkhulu kamkabuko lowo laye kuthiwa wayeyindoda yamabutho, wayengukomanda webutho. So-ke into yakithi ivela khatshana, singatsho nje lokuthi ngakuthi umkabuko lowana omunye laye ngale kwakhona. So ibizelo elithi mkabuko ithiyelwa isizuku, umzukulu lithiya phambili. Libizo losiko lwangakithi, ibizo lesikhosi sangakithi. Kulezi story eziningi ezikhuluya ngokomo ayizenza esezengumntwana ezitshengisela ukuthi wayevele elosiko oluphezu kwakhe. Kuthiwa kwesinye isikhathi wayedingwa etholakale edlala nabantwana bezilwane egangeni, bedinge abadala baze bathi umntwana ingani.
Lo bekungumnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, indodana kaMoyi umnumzana Joshua Qabuko Nkomo, echasisa ngembali kaFather Zimbabwe. Lingakhuthwa ingxoxo ende ekhona ebulenjini kuKelly ethi www.voandebele.com, lasekhasini lethu leFacebook ele VOA Ndebele. Uwoza Friday namuhla sileqembu leimpumelelo Shining Stars, lona eliledlalade elitsha elilesihloko esithi Avulekile AmaZulu. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Avulekile AmaZulu,
Avulekile AmaZulu,
Avulekile ngempela,
Avulekile AmaZulu,
Avulekile AmaZulu,
Avulekile AmaZulu,
Avulekile ngempela,
Avulekile AmaZulu,
Avulekile AmaZulu,
Avulekile AmaZulu,
Avulekile ngempela,
Avulekile AmaZulu.
Iqembu leimpumelelo Shining Stars lethule idlalade lalo elitsha ensukwini ezedluleyo emkhosini oqhutshelwe enzikini yedolobho lakoBulawayo. Njalo ukhokhela leli qembu Oscar Siziba uthi leli dlalade lamukelwe kuhle kakhulu nguZulu othanda umculo wesicathamiya.
Kulunchi kwakumnandi kakhulu impela, sayilontsha ke i-album yethu Avulekile AmaZulu e-studio sakoBulawayo kuJason Moyo lo-Eta Avenue. So sa ubuthanisa umphakathi wakoBulawayo umthokazi omuhle, sabaculile nje mahala.
Sithapha amapilishi sisenyungenza,
sihamba
sisenyungenza.
Idlaladeleli elithiwa Avulekile AmaZulu lidlaladele thoba munembili ukukhishwa liqembu leimpumelelo Shining Stars, njalo licindezelwe kwele-South Africa. Leli dlalade liqukethe ingoma ezilitshumi lambili ezibalisa yona okubizwa ngayo idlalade ethiwa Avulekile AmaZulu. Kukhona njalo ethiwa Baba Wethu Osezulwini, kube lethi Home Sweet Home, lethi uJesu Wami Uyaphila, kukhona ethiwa Umculo Ulamaphiko, eyinye ngethi Amambazo Amnyama, kulethi We Mntanami, kukhona njalo ethi Ungambulali Umuntu, kukhona ethiwa Egalile, ethi Peace in the World, kukhona njalo ethiwa Zulu Zulu Buya, kanye lethiwa African Pride.
Ohambuya njalo,
ohambuya njalo, ekhaya usekhaya.
Emcimbini wokwethula kwalo idlalade elitsha iqembu leimpumelelo Shining Stars lixhaswe ngamanye amaqembu acula ezamaphimbo amnandi. Ikanti obe ngumhlonitshwa ngumphathi ntambo omele isigaba sakoBulawayo edale lephalamende unkosikazi Eunice Sandi Moyo.
Ekhaya
usekhaya,
So amaqembu ayekhona kulamaqembu amakhulu kakhulu Blacking Follows osunduza lawa iCoristas lama maqembu esicathamini afana labo Crystals ukukhanya kwezwe Men of Influence. So lalithengisa lidlala de elisha lihlekelwe futhi lidlala de ladlulayo elesi-7 amaqhinga aphelile.
Should be an African everywhere. Never, never, never look down yourself. Black is beautiful.
An African.
An African. Should be an African everywhere.
Imisebenzi yeqembu leimpumelelo Shining Stars iyatholakala ebulenjini, njalo laba abafuna ukuxhumana labo balakho ukubathinta kuFacebook.
Siyabonga tshahalezansi lingayikatshanalo yalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lapho esikhangela khona impilo egamoyi ubaba uJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo. Olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo. Lilanga.